vision of the Son of Man. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. Revelation chapter 1, verse 16. In the right hand of Jesus is seven stars. We will find when we get to verse 20 that the seven stars are angels of the seven churches. The Greek word translated angels means messengers. It is debated among scholars, but some believe these angels are not the supernatural beings of heaven, but instead are the local church pastors. When we get to chapter 2 of Revelation, we will find in verse 1, to the angel of the church of Ephesus write, Revelation chapter 2, verse 1. Those on the other side of the coin believe this does refer to an actual angel of heaven that is assigned to the respective church, sort of a type of guardian angel. It is not something that we are dogmatic about, as we could see it applying to either. A sharp two-edged sword is extending out of the mouth of Jesus in this vision. The Roman soldiers would battle with swords that were sharp on both sides. The weapon was lethal in that it cut both ways, on the downswing and upswing. This is not a literal sword, but is the word of God coming from the mouth of our Lord. His word is powerful and cuts both ways. Ephesians 6:17 states, the word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Hebrews 4:12 states, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. His word will be for judgment. We will find in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, that rejecters of Christ will be judged by the books that will be opened by our Lord at the great white throne judgment. What books will these be? We believe they will be books that contain the word of God, the Holy Bible. But along with that, the books will record the actions of human beings throughout their lives, whether it's by deed or by thought. John sees Jesus preparing to return to earth with judgment in his words. And then the countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. This reveals the divine nature of Christ. It also reminds us of what took place on the Mount of Transfiguration. When he was transfigured before them, his face shone like the sun and his clothes became as white as the light. Matthew chapter 17, verse 2. John witnessed Jesus in his divine glory at the transfiguration, just as he sees him in this vision.